The light snow that we experienced this morning, because it's been so cold, actually, we probably got about, around a quarter of an inch of accumulation at my house, enough to cover the secondary roads and everything like that. But let's bring in the guy who can give us all the details, especially on this big weekend here in our tri-state region. Here he is, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall, everybody. The light snow is pretty much gone. There's still a little bit of echo showing up to the north and west of us. So, I mean, to get another snow shower, snow flurry, not out of the question. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high 30. Then a partly cloudy tonight, pretty cold, 10 to 15. Some places may even drop it to the single digits. Then on Friday, sun and clouds, mid-20s. There'll be some sun Saturday, mid-20s. Saturday night, snow will develop or a wintry mix, and that will taper down Sunday morning. I don't expect a lot right now, but then again, who knows? And that really is the truth, because we don't. Low 30s for the high Sunday, and right now for Monday, we're just calling it cloudy with high temperatures right around 30 degrees. I don't think the event Saturday night into Sunday is going to be all that large, but you know, it there's just no telling what these things are going to do. We were thinking that Delmarva will get about 4 inches of snow out of this system right now.
Yeah.
And so far, only northern portions of Delaware and southern New Jersey have gotten 2 inches. And the rest of the area is raining. So, you know, it's very, very difficult to call the shots when you have so many lows and the models have to watch each of them. I'm just out of curiosity right now, as we speak, the new GFS, the America model, has come out. I just want to see what it says for Sunday for us. It's saying a half an inch. That's the new America model. The NAM, which is the North American model, is saying 5 inches.
What's the Euro saying?
The Euro is saying... Isn't that amazing? One saying a half inch, the other one saying 5. The Euro is saying 3 inches with ice, additional ice. So the gamut goes from less than an inch to 5 with the possibility of some ice.
Now, here's the reason I'm asking is, of course, Friday night lights, the ski jumping, the target jumping is at, say, Tree Hill. And it's free, and that's open to the public. And then on Saturday, jumping begins with the real jumper, you know, the competition over the weekend. 11 o'clock in the morning is practice. They break at noontime, 1 o'clock. They jump in the afternoon. That is both Saturday and Sunday. And the reason I'm asking about the snow developing on Saturday night and into Sunday is that, of course, on ski jumps, the snow has to be packed solid. They really have to really pack the hill. So that's why I'm so interested in roughly how much might fall between Saturday night and Sunday morning. I mean, they have the volunteers and they have the equipment to do the work, but it would be nice for them to know what, you know, kind of what's going to happen going into that Saturday night. So the way it sounds to me, if you were to mix all those computer models together, there's a chance of snow Saturday night into Sunday morning. You can get anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of snow, maybe some ice. That's the way it sounds like to me right now, that if you add all those together.
That's the way it does sound. But it does not necessarily mean...
That's the way it's going to happen.
As you said, 2 to 5. Yeah. Remember, folks, 2 to 5. Doesn't mean that you get 5.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
You know, can only be 2 and maybe a little ice. So, again, details have to be worked out. We'll have to just wait and watch and see what that happens. The next storm after that comes in on Tuesday. I have a doctor's appointment Tuesday for a physical. I may change that today because I don't think Tuesday is going to be favorable.
Yeah,
and I probably won't be able to get there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I take a look at the forecast discussions and stuff, and everybody's talking, and I'm talking about everybody, the different offices of the National Weather Service. They're just what they're basically saying in their discussions, because they're a lot like you. They're saying, you know what, there's a chance of snow on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. They're not going any further. Like, because, you know, and one thing, if you listen to Pat a lot, You know that this year, another thing outside of predicting the storms is predicting the time that the storms will arrive. That's another thing that has been up and down Pat this year.
It's been horrendous. Don, who works for me, sent me an email last night, and he said, "I really feel sorry for you." I'm not going to say what he called the models, but I answered him back, and I said, I said, "Boy, you really don't hide your words, do you?" Exclamation point.
Was there a word cluster in there?
And he said, "I would want to be in your shoes," because they, like Don, what he does is he's an official weather observer at the New York airports, and he goes from one airport to the other. So he observes the weather, but he doesn't have to predict it. But he is a meteorologist, and he looks at the models, and then he just shakes his head, and he says, "I just, I can't believe it." And I said, "Well, believe it, because that's the way it's been going this year. It really has been going that way, and I don't see any let up, because next week we have the one on Tuesday, and then there's another one coming in for late week next week, Thursday to Friday. So, I mean, in that one, if we were to look at it right now, it says, 'Oh, well, that's going to start to snow, but it's going over to rain.' Well, in my opinion, that's even worse, because after all of the snow, then you're going to get rain on top of that, which of course is, making puddles, and then you're going to get a freeze after that. The next week doesn't look any prettier than this week. How about that?"
Well, my landlord, and I have the greatest landlord in the world, Reg Lampson. And when the snow gets so deep, he comes in, which has been around my house now, and he clears out around completely around the house. So, A, we can get access to the cellar. B, so if there's any rain or anything like that, there's room for some melt off and running. Also, the folks that deliver the gas, that the propane, they can get to the tanks, and he also clears a space where I can get a little closer down, so I don't have to get out of a car. And he does a great job. He did it yesterday, and boy, what a difference it makes. We do have a lot of snow sitting on the ground out there. We got about 30 inches of snow still sitting on the ground out there.
I agree. Here it's about 26, and I was talking to my sister last night on Long Island. We still have snow, on the lawns and blah blah blah, but the streets and the sidewalks are clear. I said, "Not around here." She said, "No." I said, "Do you think people are going to clear 2 feet of snow off their sidewalks?" I said, "That's not going to happen. I mean, there's a lot of long sidewalks around here. I mean, I did my path from my house to the street, so that God forbid, a postal service or delivery service, or God forbid, anybody important has to get to the house, there's no problem. They don't have to wade through 2 feet of snow. So that's all done. But other than that, it's snowbound up here. And same way with you."
Yeah, and also coming into my house is a downward drop. And so, like, when any UPS, the post office, everything, we try to keep it sanded and salted with pet-friendly sand and salt, so nobody slips and falls. It's we didn't have to worry about this last winter.
We certainly didn't.
But and it's funny, it's really only been, and you predicted this from late January to now, when we've really been whopped with the winter stick, really. And you predicted that in your long-range forecast, saying that you thought the worst of the winter was going to come up in late January and February.
Yep. And so far that really has worked out, because prior to that, we had the one storm in December. Yeah. And aside from that really one big storm, it has not been that bad.
But, we've been getting whopped over the head since then. So.
Yeah. And yours truly is pretty, pretty tuckered out.
People don't understand that especially when you own your own business, you may not be by the microphone or by the computer, but it's always on your mind, and you're always calculating what you have to do for these things. It really is a 24-hour job. It really is. It doesn't. You can't be a meteorologist and then at 5 o'clock, okay, that's it.
I'm done, go home and forget about it. No, it's all around you. Yeah. So you really have to put up with that. And lately, you know, in the last couple of weeks, my back has really been hurting. And I'm thinking, well, it's because I'm not sleeping a lot and stress and tension. And then someone told me, they said, well, you know, you should really think about that because backache, I didn't know this, backache is a sign of COVID. I said, are you kidding me? I said, without any other symptoms? I said, yeah.
There's so many signs of COVID. It's like everything else.
It's like, I know, it's like anything that, any sign of the flu seems like it's a sign of COVID. But now I'm kind of wondering.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You know, there's an old thing. Remember heart attacks? If you got pain or something in your left arm?
Yeah.
So I woke up this morning and my left arm was sore. What's the first thing that crossed my mind?
I'm having a heart attack.
Am I having a heart attack? And I said, no, I'm 68. My shoulders and bones are a little sore. So I slept on my shoulder the wrong way. But there's, you know, Pat, you know, you're fine. You don't have to worry about COVID. I think you're okay here. I think you're all right. You know, you can read anything into anything. You really can.
That's so true. That is very, very true.
And we follow the rules.
And, you know, and fatigue is a symptom, too. And yeah. Do I have to tell you how tired I am?
I know. Pat, if I went through all the different, I'd be strapped in a hospital by now.
I hear you. Yeah, you can't let your mind run away.
Hey, you got to follow all your own rules. Don't end your life. Wear a mask. Socially distance. Do what you do. And if you're not feeling well, go see your doctor. It's pretty simple. And if you want to get a vaccine now, like now, I'm eligible to get a vaccine. Right. I have to register with the state of Connecticut. If you don't, then don't. I mean, you know, but you can't spend your life totally worrying about all these symptoms that you might have and might get. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to bring us the weather, and I wouldn't be able to bring my bubbling personality on the radio.
Yeah, I hear you. Bubbling.
It's bubbling, all right. Yeah. All right, so then let's just recap the forecast.
So for today, we're just looking for partly cloudy skies with a high around 30 degrees, and about the same for tomorrow. And then, of course, Saturday night and Sunday is the next event.
All right, Pat, we will check with you tomorrow and find out, we'll call this Confuse the Computers.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's Friday. You got it.
All right, Pat, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.